Mark Merryboy has been a key Bears Ears consultant for the Utah Dene Bekiah and the Five Tribe Coalition. I spoke with him at the Twin Rocks Cafe in Bluff.
The best hope we have is to reach out to all of the environmental groups and stakeholders, people throughout the United States to protect the monument that's just been put in place. I think they're going to make every attempt, look for every opportunity to not fund the monument and let it go down. But I think it's easily said than done.
Merryboy understands that the fight for Bears Ears is not over, but he remains optimistic in the face of the Republican opposition, especially in the long run.
And you have to remember that every 2 years there's an election, so year goes by very fast, and presidential election, we'll see what Donald Trump does, and maybe we'll have a good Democratic candidate that could restore order, you might say. Just looking at the other monuments like Canyon de Chelly, Yellowstone National Park, Yosemite, all of those monuments is no different from the monument that's been created. So it seems like our monument is pretty solid, and it's probably going to be very difficult to dismantle what's been put in place.
Merryboy headed up a key effort to interview Utah Navajos and Utes that helped lead to the intertribal proposal for Bears Ears. An essential element is the idea that the tribes would manage the monument.
I do think we have a very sophisticated plan dealing with endangered species, talking about traditional use, ancient sites, paleontology nobody talks about. Bears Ears is a place where you find a lot of those, and those need to be protected.
During the run-up to President Obama's decision, the prospect of a big influx of Moab-style tourism was viewed with alarm, mainly by the white Mormon residents. Merryboy says Navajos don't have any problems with tourism.
I think tourism is here to stay. It's a sustainable, sufficient economic development versus energy development. Energy development pays good, employs a lot of people, but it's short-lived. It's boom and bust kind of an industry, and all it does is leaves toxic material in the ground and in the air. I personally, myself, don't want to see Bluff turn into Park City or huge town. The main thing is we protect the land, we protect the archaeology, we protect the traditional sites, and the tribal members continue to practice their traditional way of life with gathering, herb gathering, and ceremonials. They like the sedentary, peaceful way of life. They're very happy with the environment, healthy, clean way of living instead of some rat race. As far as creating a huge town like Moab in Bluff, it's not something that we really envision.
Merryboy concluded that one of the big mistakes made by Utah Republicans was failing to work with the tribal government and thus failure to recognize tribal sovereignty.
Native Americans have a special status according to the United States Constitution and according to the laws of our nation. They have treaties.
This is John Kovash reporting from Bluff for UPR News.